Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Short Bites. It's episodes that are short and just we trust. I don't know. Just trying something new. Okay, I know I feel like I start every episode with, this is going to be a quick one today. This one will actually be a short and sweet episode. But it's something I've been like talking about like all summer long. And so I was like, as soon as I started having these conversations, I was like, okay, I need to make a podcast episode about this. So this is gonna be about networking and how to network, best practices for networking, and what many, many people are doing wrong. So networking, just the name networking, I hate. You know, there's events that are definitely set up for corporate folks and corporate people to mix and mingle and to network, right? But I think the phrase networking has a lot of people going into these environments with this kind of motivation that feels very opportunistic. And when people feel opportunistic, at least to me, it's an immediate turnoff, right? And so, for example, I went to an event and it was a writer's event, and this woman was a screenwriter, a TV screenwriter, and, you know, I consider myself a novelist. As soon as I said novelist, she basically immediately became uninterested and started looking for the next person to talk to. However, if she had actually gotten to know me, figured out where I work, knew some of the people that I know, she might have actually realized I could have been a really great connection for her. And so it's always very obvious when somebody comes into a space like this and is just trying to talk to every single person in the room. However, I don't think that's a good idea. I think the most impactful thing that you can do when you're going into these environments that where it's geared around networking, right? Like it's either titled networking or it's like young black professionals mixer, right? Like it's obviously something that is catered to people who work in certain industries, companies, whatever it may be. I would rather you sit and talk to one or two people for the entirety of the event, and that is not hyperbole. If you sit and talk to one person or two people for 2 hours, I actually think that is a much better strategy than trying to talk to every single person in the room and only talking them for 5 or so minutes. You make a way bigger impact on somebody when you can actually sit and talk with them for an extended period of time. I have another example where I was actually at a, it was a black sports mixer, but it was basically like black folks in tech, sports, entertainment, all of the things. And there was a girl who was going around and I gave her this advice, right? She didn't take it, but I gave it to her, and she was like going around and trying to meet everybody because she really wanted a job. So she was trying to meet every single person. And, you know, we talked for a little bit and then she basically was gone and off to the next person. I stayed in one spot for the entire night and I sat and I talked with the same people for hours. 4 hours. It was a group of us, not literally 4 hours, but like four F-O-R hours. And it was the same group of people the whole night. And we ended up making a group chat. We ended up making plans to go to more things together. We started a happy hour series. One of the girls actually had a summer house in Martha's Vineyard, and she offered it. There was a spot that opened up, and she offered it to our group. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like the connections and the impact, the connections and the community that we built from talking to the same people and genuinely getting to know them over the span of the entire event is a lot more impactful than talking to somebody for 5 minutes and moving on to the next thing and just having opportunity and opportunistic attitudes just kind of, you know, seeping out of you. Like, for me, it's always very obvious when somebody is super opportunistic. And yes, I've said that word a million times on this episode. So yeah, I truly do think this is going to be a short and sweet episode. I think I'm going to kind of wrap it up there. But it's something I kind of had to get off my chest because I go to a lot of events. I'm very involved in like certain like kind of corporate things here in LA. And I just see this behavior and I'm like, guys, like this is really not the way to do it, because networking is about building community. And you can't build community with someone if all you know about them is their name and where they work, right? I want you to, next time you go to an event, I want you to almost like, if there's like a table situation, like just stay at one table and have that be your spot and let people come to you and talk to you. But I want you to just like connect with one or two people and really get to know them over the course of that entire event. And let me know how it ends up working out for you, because I'm going to remember the people that I sat and chatted with for hours more than I'm going to remember the girl who introduced herself to me and basically was off to the next person. So just my little, you know, piece of advice. That's how Sue sees it. That's how Jess sees it. And yeah, so I'm going to sign off there. Thank you for listening to another episode of In Jess We Trust. I'm your host, Jessica Johnson. See you next week. In Jess We Trust.